Now to politics in Italy. Last April, the city of Rome elected its first right-wing mayor since the Second World War. Back then, fascists, led by the dictator Benito Mussolini, ran Italy with an iron hand. Some of their philosophies lived on in neo-fascist groups, and the new mayor of Rome, Gianni Alamanno, used to belong to one of those groups. During his campaign, he promised to get tough on illegal immigrants and crack down on crime. But since he won, his policies have brought some surprises. NPR's Silvia Pagioli reports from Rome.
After he was declared victor, Gianni Alemanno promised he would be mayor of all Romans. But at the victory rally, many supporters flashed fascist salutes, raising concerns among his critics about the new mayor's heavy political baggage. As a young man, he was a street fighter and follower of one of the most radical factions of the neo-fascist party. The majority of the party has since transformed itself into the mainstream National Alliance, which is a member of the government of Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi. Alemanno says he wants to put his past behind him.
Certainly in his background, in his past, is not... There might be some doubts.
Leone Passerman is a leader of the Rome Jewish community. He and other Jewish leaders were outraged by an interview in September in which Alemanno refused to condemn fascism as an absolute evil. Passerman, who later accompanied Alemanno to visit Auschwitz, the Nazi death camp, says the mayor has since recanted.
Practically now says that fascism and Nazism were the same thing. You have to believe the statements, open statement. What he really thinks in the back of his mind is a matter of his conscience.
Alemanno criticizes his center-left predecessors as elitist. He has abolished several cultural events and is focusing on law and order. He has also won support for arming traffic cops with pistols. Alemanno had also promised the demolition of 85 unlicensed Roma or gypsy encampments and the expulsion of 20,000 allegedly criminal foreigners. But his anti-immigrant campaign rhetoric has cooled somewhat. Late last month, the mayor paid a visit to Casilino 900, one of Rome's most squalid Roma encampments. Italy has been repeatedly admonished by the European Union and the United Nations for its insistence on treating non-Italian Roma people purely as nomads and relegating them to makeshift camps, usually lacking even water and electricity. We will be judged by how we handle this camp, Alemanno said. We want to build a new settlement along European Union standards, he added. And we will do this together with the Roma communities.
And now we still don't know if we are listening to promises, the same promises we already heard, or it's really a new strategy.
Lorenzo Romito is a Rome University professor whose students have been assisting the 650 Roma living in the Casilino camp. Romito has always leaned to the left, but he says even the left has joined the anti-immigrant bandwagon.
I've been noticing a growing racism that crosses all the political boundaries. I'm ready to give the benefit of doubt to everybody who really would like to face the complexity of the issue and try to do something about it.
Campo dei Fiori, home of a colorful outdoor market, is a popular choice for left-wing demonstrations, and the prevailing mood here is anti-fascist.
Everybody knows the past of Alemanno. He was a street fighter.
Sonia Proietta runs a fruit and vegetable stand. She's dismayed by a surge of harassment and attacks on immigrants around Rome.
The climate is worse because all the groups, the fascist groups, think that Rome now is theirs.
Surveys show that Italians are increasingly intolerant of immigrants. Proietta and other Alemanno critics say his victory could signal that the politics of paranoia that has already gripped large parts of northern Italy has also arrived in Rome. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.